Okay, we've been looking at our history and our vision, and I want to carry on with that today, if I can get this working. Okay, history. In our history, we've looked and seen that we've been on a prophetic journey, and God has spoken to us and revealed things to us along the way. Isaiah 61:1 has been a foundational scripture, and it is a foundational scripture that we need to see fulfilled over and over again. So today, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and you to do what? To bring good news to the afflicted. How many people here have been afflicted at some time in their life? All of us have, haven't we? This is good news. Good news to anybody who has been under stuff. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Anyone been brokenhearted?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is the anointing that will bring healing to the brokenhearted. Liberty to captives. Anyone been captive to anything? Yeah. Freedom to prisoners. Okay, you get the point. Actually, God is continually doing this. This is not just something that we had as a scripture 15 years ago or whatever it was. It's actually something that's outworked every day. This is what we do. This is who we are as a church. We want to bring people into the fullness of who they are in God. 2 Chronicles 26, we saw last week, that God has basically, as we've sought him, he's given us vision and direction, and we need to keep on seeking him because he wants to prosper us in that stuff that he's given. And basically, then we went out to war. So all the stuff that we're doing here and seeing God doing here, we've got to take it out. We've got to go and expand and take ground. Chris said he saw us taking ground. We need to take ground. That means we need to do that in our workplaces, in our homes, out into the community, so that the influence that God has given us in what he's done here, we can spread and give away to more and more people and see more and more people set free, more and more people healed, more and more people brought into that good news of who Jesus is and what he's done. And John 14:12, a key scripture, how do we do this? We do it the way Jesus did it. And Jesus basically said that if you believe in me, the works that I do, that was all the works that he did while he was here on earth, we will also do, and greater works will we do because I go to the Father. So he sent the Holy Spirit to equip us to do the things that he did. And God is wanting heaven, the kingdom of God, to come on earth through us, through his people. That was what he always intended, and Jesus said that that's what we would do. So he's brought us to that point where we're doing those things, and we're starting to do more and more of the things that Jesus did, and we're seeing more and more of an outworking of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of God. And the more we give, the more we will receive to give again. And it happens not just in finances, but every area of our lives. We sow our lives into the kingdom of God, and God returns that to us multiplied so we can sow more. If we use the anointing he's given us and the gifts that he's given us, he will give them back and multiply them. So we can do more. Okay, so we've sort of got to this point. Now we're looking at where we're going. And we've seen that 2011, we've had prophesied over us that we're going to start to see our inheritance and promises fulfilled. And that means a restored birthright, a restored identity. God is restoring us to be the people he created us to be. Not the people who've been messed up by the world, but the people he created. And that means healing and restoration of our soul, so that we can come into the things that God's called us to. Our birthright and our identity is royalty. We are royal sons, sons and daughters of the King. Free to know who God is. That's the key. In all this stuff, everything about heavenly realm encounters and angels, we don't want to get caught up in the experience and miss the one who's given us the experience so we can encounter him. Because that's what it's about, encountering and knowing God by experience. Free to see who we are and what our destiny is, and then free to be that person that God created us to be and do and go wherever God's intending us to go. And whatever he's in calling us to do, that is part of the restoration of our birthright and our identity. And that's to restore to the Garden of Eden and beyond. It's not just, oh well, the early church and what they were doing. This is back to Adam's mandate. And Adam's mandate was to bring dominion of God into the whole earth. And that is God's intention, and we're going to go way beyond stuff that you've imagined or thought in that area. And these words, there is going to be investitures this year. And people are going to be invested and clothed with authority and power so they can succeed, take over the authority that has been given them in the heavenly realms. And there are going to be royal scepters that have been given out, and crowns and mantles and thrones, and I'll explain all those things as we work through them, and we pray for people through those things. But God is going to start doing this stuff. Specific words. New levels of intimacy require new levels of giving, surrender, and holiness. The level of our lifestyle, when the presence of God starts to increase, and you see the fire of God, and you start smelling the smoke of God's fire, it requires holiness. It requires surrender. We can't do it with the same degrees that we were doing in the past. God starts to purify us and refine us and actually changes us. But we've got to be willing to surrender for that. We're going to start to occupy some of those second heaven thrones, and I'll talk about that later today, individually and corporately. Some of those things corporately, I see the blessing, health, freedom, and therefore we need to wrestle against the things that are in the way. And there are things like poverty, infirmity, addiction, and conflict, divisive things that are in the way of us occupying the things and releasing the blessing of God to our communities. It's great to see the blessing of God released amongst us, but it has to be released to our community, the Amen. People we live in. Amen. You know, it's not enough. We can't restrict it. You know, a city which is put on a hill, it's there so everyone can see the light and can come to the light. And the light that we shine is Jesus. You know, we're not here to promote ourselves. We're here to promote Jesus. So people see our good works, and they bring glory and honor to God, our Father who's in heaven. Okay. Now, God works through progressive revelation. He gives you something, and as you enter in and you obey it, he often gives more as you press in. So we've received this revelation from 2 Chronicles 26, and about an army being ready for battle, who enter combat by divisions, and we've taken that word, and God has revealed that through a vision and a picture about ministry teams, and those ministry teams are going to prepare us for victory, so we can actually defeat the enemy in areas of our lives. But we need to keep seeking, and God has continued to give revelation about that. And this is, I'm just recapping, obviously, over the last couple of weeks. We started off with a three-pronged arrow, if you like, of praise, prophetic, and prayer. But then God added to that and showed it that it was more than just a flat thing. It was a pyramid. And then we've added a pastoral team. And now we've got a central core of ministry which looks like that. And the arrows that are yellow are going out is because those are there to manifest the glory of God. They're not there to be things in their own right. They're there to enable all of us to manifest the presence and the glory of God and the gifts and the abilities and the things that God has placed in us to manifest them out to the world around. So we want to create a culture of honor. And a culture of honor is where we recognize the gifts and the callings in each other, and we encourage them and bless them and draw them out. Just like Jesus said, when you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive the prophet's reward. Now, when we honor each other and encourage each other and receive the gifts and the abilities that God's given us, then it brings a reward. And the reward actually brings the manifestation of those gifts in our midst. So we've got these four teams. Now, just to clear up something, at the moment, you can be more than one of those teams if you like. It's no problem. You know, you can be in all of them if you want to. I've got no issue with that. But I do would ask that you'd seek God to see what is the real call on your heart. Because in the future, when these teams really start functioning, you probably won't have time to be in all of them. At the moment, it's like, yeah, I'll suck it and see. I'll be a bit of this. And some people feel, well, I can pray and I can prophesy and I want to be able to do this. I want to minister to people. And that's okay. But in the future, these teams, I think, will be, as God adds to it and people really start to function, then it will be more clear. But it's okay if you want to go along to the different things at the moment and see where things work for you. But those four areas will enable this to take place. And I said, showed you this picture last week of what happens when the light goes into a prism. It manifests the different colors of light. And when we are actually going to be shining through the things that God has given us, it will manifest the wisdom of God, the manifold wisdom of God, multicolored. The manifold grace of God, multicolored. and it will manifest the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit in us, and we will be like that rainbow. Many colors. And this is what it looks like when we're all working together, a whole array of color stuff coming out of us, so that the world around us will be multicolored and actually won't be gray and drab and miserable, as most people see it is, but reflecting the glory of God, reflecting God's glory, reflecting the full nature of who He is. And that is to be shown through us. As we shine and let the light of God and the glory of God come through us, it will change the world around us. And ultimately, the whole universe is going to be brought into a place where God's glory is manifested. It's waiting for the sons of God to be revealed, and that's us. Waiting for God's sons to be revealed in the fullness of who they really are, not in what the limited abilities that we've been told that we are. There's no limit with God. God says you can do all things in Christ who strengthens you. There is nothing impossible with God. Absolutely nothing. So, let's be really open to shine. Those are the different teams. Graham is leading the prayer team. Alice, the prophetic team. I'm going to be leading the praise team. And Deb, the pastoral team. And we are looking to use the Monday evenings, the first Monday for the prophetic team, second Monday for the prayer team, third Monday for the pastoral team. And it would make sense to do something with the praise team on the fourth Monday. Well, I haven't actually got that far yet, but it makes sense to do that. Okay. Now, I want to share today about some more revelation that I had a while ago, and I saw a vision of the heavens, the second heaven, on fire. And it was quite a dramatic vision, and I actually saw it represented in a TV program I was watching, where I saw the heavens on fire, and actually that is what I saw. And I saw this, and I saw twisters of fire going up from the earth into the heavens. Not coming down the other way, but going up, and they were all out and about. There weren't that many of them I saw. Could probably see maybe 5-10 in the distance, but they were all separated in the distance, but they were going up into the heavens, and the heavens were on fire as a result of it. Now, fire talks about purification and refining, and it's like there's a lot of stuff in the second heaven realm. For those who aren't aware of it, there are three heavens. The first heaven is the things that we see around us and the whole universe that's been created for us. God created the whole universe for man. Okay? There's a second heaven realm, which is a spiritual realm, which is where, at the moment, the demonic forces are, and principalities and powers, and also angels operate in that realm, but it was always created for man. It was never created until Satan fell. He didn't have an access. It says in the Bible, he's the prince of the power of the air, and that's talking about this second heaven realm. Well, it's actually our inheritance to occupy the authority in that realm. So we have to learn how to do that. And God is going to show us how to do that. I saw a vision a few weeks ago. I was looking down from a heavenly perspective, and I saw in the ground like a dome. And it was just poking up through the ground. And as I watched the vision, I saw this dome rise up out of the ground and went up and up as if it was on the top of a big tower. And it went into the second heaven realm. And I knew God was speaking and saying that was talking about us as a church, and that we are just poking out of the ground at the moment, but actually we're going to rise up. Now, what I saw on top was this dome was made up of a load of segments, loads and loads of segments, but they were all overlapping, like a conveyor belt in a airport. It's like there's a load of flaps that overlap, and then they all sort of move around like that. And this is what I saw, this dome. And as I saw it went up into the heavens, it was like the whole dome unrolled and all the flaps just spread out right across this heavenly realm. And God is actually calling us as a church, individually and corporately, to defeat the enemy in that realm. Because whoever has the greatest influence in that realm has the influence in this one. And it's important that we understand, and God has given us revelation of that. So God is going to expand our authority in that realm. That's why we're having third heaven experiences of heaven right now. Because God is giving us a heavenly perspective from that third heaven, the thrones of heaven, the throne room of God, with angels and everything else, so that we can actually see what happens in that realm. In the Bible, Daniel, who was a prophet, he prayed and sought God He fasted, he sought God, and he prayed. And he was praying for 21 days. And he had no answer for his prayer. And yet, it says that God dispatched the answer to his prayer on the first day he prayed. But it was held up in the second heaven realm, because there was a battle going on to see that answer be brought, the messenger come and bring that answer to Daniel. And in the end, God had to send in some pretty hefty warriors like Michael, the archangel, to actually get the message through. And it's an indication of what goes on in the spiritual realm that we don't see. It's like some of us are starting to see the spiritual realm, starting to see angels, starting to see things going on in the room, and starting to see the Holy Spirit move. And you can start to see it in those realms. But actually, we need to see in all of the realms. Jesus said that we are seated with him in the heavenly realms, in the heavenlies, not just one realm, but in all the realms. We have to exercise the authority of the kingdom of God, and we are learning these things. And there's a lot more for us to understand, but this year we're going to start to really press into that. And we're going to start individually teaching you to occupy your own authorities, areas, and as a church we're going to start to occupy some of the areas that God's given us. But there is progressive revelation of this. It's like, you know, we've seen bits, but God is giving more. And in the Bible, there's often an initial meaning of a prophetic word, and then there's often an intermediate reading meaning, and then a final application of that word. Now, we're in the days today where the final applications of God's prophetic words are being outworked. Some people would call it the last days. It's been the last days since Jesus went back into heaven, but there's obviously got to be the last of the last days, and we're sort of moving towards it. Now, this is what it says in Daniel 12, verse 3. And this is a scripture. It says, "For those who have insight, they will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven. And those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." And there's something happening today where insight is being increased to God's people. Revelation, which causes us to shine. It's like we talked about Isaiah 60, the glory of the Lord coming upon us, that we would arise and shine. Even though there's deep darkness over the earth, we will start to shine. And God is going to enable that to shine because we have insight and revelation of the things which have been hidden. And there's loads of stuff that's been hidden. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4 says this, "As for you, Daniel, conceal the words and seal up the book until the end of time. Many will go back and forth and knowledge will increase." And I think probably that's a description of what it's like in the world today. There's a lot of increase in knowledge and people are going back and forth. But actually those books, and there are many books that have been sealed up until these days. And God is opening the books. The seals are being broken on some of those books. And across the body of Christ, those who are seeking prophetic revelation in these days are getting an unveiling of things which we've never seen before. You know, I've seen things even in this last week that I've never seen before. And God is giving that revelation to people who will press in to those realms, will go to the first heaven and the third heaven and the second heaven and actually look and see what God is doing, because these are the days we're living in, days of revelation. And with revelation, there comes responsibility. Because when we've received something from God, we've got to outwork it. And God is challenging us to do that. And this is a picture of something that God has shown us already. And this is three concentric circles, and they're areas of influence. And they represent, for us, the area that we have influence in at the moment as a church, within our corporate church. But there will be a spreading of that influence into the area in which we live here. But there'll also be a spreading right across the region. And God has spoken to us about having a regional thing that we will be equipping people on a regional basis. This also represents the first heaven and second and third, in which we have received revelation from heaven concerning things that God has called us to, as a church, to do. Revelation, salvation, miracles, healing, deliverance, financial outworking in terms of breaking, cancelling debt and seeing God's provision. And God has shown us that picture, and we've been teaching and looking to teach and encourage people in these areas. But there's a lot more to come. So it's like we operate in this first heaven realm. That's where we operate with signs and wonders, miracles, where we cast demons out of people, where we have authority to bring healing, where the kingdom of God challenges the kingdom of the enemy in people. That this is the first heaven. It's in us that we see healing and miracles take place. So that's the area which at the moment we are operating in a good measure of success in that area. We're seeing healing. We're seeing deliverance. We're seeing salvation. But there's a second heaven realm. And we need to know more about that. And there's the third heaven realm. And we are breaking into that third heaven realm right now. So we want to see heaven in the third heaven invading earth in the first heaven. Now, through who does heaven invade earth? Us, exactly. It's not an ethereal thing. It's actually through us. Heaven invades earth when we start living from the third heaven perspective and bring that to earth. But there are things in the second heaven which are trying to block that in our lives and what we do corporately. And those things are called in the Bible principalities or powers. And it says in Ephesians chapter 6, I'll read that in a moment. Okay? So this is where we are right now. Let's say we are starting to see some third heaven revelation, but we've got a whole load of stuff which is blocking it. So we need to get revelation from heaven of how to deal with those principalities and powers so that we start to occupy the second heaven with authority. And then on earth we will see more miracles. We will see the ministries that Jesus started to do in greater measure than we've ever seen before. But we have to deal with those things. So God is going to increase the revelation we've got from that third heaven so that what happens is those things basically get removed and we occupy that second heaven. We occupy it individually in the areas that God has called us to operate individually and over our families. We also operate corporately as a church so that we bring God's kingdom from heaven to earth. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Your kingdom come." That's where God rules. Where he rules, there is no sickness. There are no demons operating. There is nothing other than the kingdom of God. So we need to bring where he rules in heaven here to earth. And we need to do that so that our influence expands. So that we are able as a church to do the things in the first heaven that Jesus did and greater things. Now, do you believe that that's going to be possible?
Yeah.
Well, we've got to be the people who do it. Because if God gives us that revelation, we have to start out working it. So that second heaven ministry, to start with, we'll be looking to deal with these areas of thrones that God has revealed. And there are other thrones, which are areas of authority that we need to take action. We need to learn to wrestle. And we're going to learn what wrestling is. And there are also individual areas of authority in that area, corporate areas. There's an area authority. Now, God has given me a place in the area here in which I'm chairman of Churches Together. Now, that isn't by accident, because that gives us and gives me an area of authority that I can access in the second heaven realm, because it's a wider sphere of power and influence that God wants to bring out. That can go to a regional level. For some people, it can go to national and to an international level, because some people are called to have international ministries and to go beyond. Ephesians 6:12 are the scriptures that are there in that area which we need to get hold of. We are not wrestling with flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. Now, I know it sounds all a bit spooky and everything else, but it's the word of God. God said that. I didn't say it. I'm only repeating what he said. Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write that, because we are going to battle against things and in areas right now that we are not doing it. But we're going to see, as we do this, it's going to release people here in this realm to be free from the addictions and the bondages and the things which are holding them back, into the fullness of who God has called each one of us to be. Because the enemy is what? A robber, thief. He's a destroyer, a killer. He wants to rob, kill and destroy. That is his whole thing. So everyone in this room, his desire is to rob and kill and destroy your lives. He wants to take away the blessing of God and the purpose of God for you and enable you to be ended up in the same place that he's going to end up in. Now, God doesn't want anybody to end up in a place of punishment. Because God is a God of love. And God wants us to be operating in these things so that we can bring more and more people into freedom and bring them into life that God intended, abundant life. That's God's blessing and promise to bring us abundant life, overflowing with the blessings of God. The enemy always wants to rob those blessings. But we need to start taking them back, taking ground and seeing the things that the enemy has stolen return, and then seeing that outworked in many people's lives. Individually, that means dealing with things that may operate in us. Generationally, familiar spirits that operate in our lives and block things, but also corporately dealing with this poverty and infirmity and addiction and conflict. Okay. Now, how are we going to do this? And this is where I believe I want to just finish by sharing this whole idea of a revival center where the presence of God comes. And God is setting up revival centers all over the world. Places where the presence of God is starting to dwell, in which the God's kingdom starts to outwork, miracles and signs and wonders start to take place, so that we start to see the fullness of God's kingdom. And God is looking for people and places that are willing to pay the cost to become revival centers. And there's a cost, because we ain't going to do this without warfare and without coming into the fullness of who we are. And that means that we need to be willing. Now, Jeremy had a word, I'm not sure exactly if that's it, but it might be. It's a Latin word that says castropono. Is that the word, Jeremy? That's the one. Literally, in a prayer meeting, God gave him that Latin word, and it was like, what is that? Well, literally, it means an administrative center, a secure center. It's what the Romans did. Whenever they went into a territory, they set up a base of operation that enabled them to go out and take the rest of the territory. They didn't go out into a territory and just carry on and not have all their sort of supply lines able to be cut off. They set up bases in a place that enabled them then to go further. God is calling us to have a revival center which enables us to go further. You can call this an apostolic resource center, if you like, an ark, one way of describing it, in which the heavenly vision that God starts to give becomes a resource for the area. And that's what God is calling us to do. Or you can call it a regional apostolic center, or a center of apostolic resources. An ark, a rack, or a car. Do whatever you like. But bottom line is, it is a revival center, an habitation of God, a kingdom stronghold, which is going to enable us to actually start to really take ground in the communities in which we live. Amen? This is the vision that God's given. Therefore, it's to equip the region and the areas in which we live in supernatural ministry, because that was the ministry of Jesus. It wasn't just, oh, well, won't it be nice when Jesus returns? Actually, Jesus said, you need to bring my return by doing the things that I've called you to do. Supernatural ministry in the kingdom of God. That is the heart of God. That's what God wants us to do. And how that gets worked out, basically we need to set this strong base in the middle so that we've got a place where the glory of God starts to outwork and where everyone's gifts and abilities are starting to manifest. People's fruit, the fruit of God in their lives starts to manifest out. So we then have this apostolic resource center operating. We start to spread out as we start to take ground. That means that we're looking to have a supernatural ministry school in which we teach people how to operate in the realms of the supernatural. Intercessory ministry operates in that third heaven and second heaven realm way beyond our understanding right now. That's going to start to take place. Healing rooms, so we can actually minister healing to people's lives in the community, physical, spiritual, and emotional, hopefully into a healing center. I've got a vision for a healing center which will actually minister to the whole person in a way in which goes beyond what is happening today. 24/7 prayer. You know, we've got a prayer room downstairs that Graham occupies for four or five hours a day. So I want to see what God wants, 24/7 prayer. Constant prayer which sees the kingdom of God at work. A resource center, and I'll explain that in a minute. Marketplace ministry. This is not just surrendered around a building. It's actually our lives. So wherever we are, we need to take that dimension of the kingdom of God and be lights shining in the darkness of the world around us so that we bring light and see it change. We will need strategic partners in that. We're looking to partner with Christian Services Association down in Torquay and with AGM and other ministries. The Joshua Generation, I'll go into that sometime in the future, and others. There's lots of other things that this resource center will do. But I want to just finish by sharing this about creative image gifts. We are all made in the image of God. God is a creative God. All of us have creativity within us, waiting to come out in various ways. So it's not just that we've got certain areas of ministry. You might think, well, I don't really fit into prayer or prophetic, whatever. In one sense, we should all be praying and being prophetic and being praisers and everything else. But actually, there are other things. It's like, as a resource center, there's arts and media gifts that God has placed in our midst here that we need to see released. And I believe some of those creative things will start to get released in people. Songwriting, CDs, design and graphics, DVDs, web streaming, downloads of the things that are going on here. Some of the things that God has put in people, some of the art stuff, it's like there are things that God is doing through painting and through prophetic paintings which actually are releasing people and bringing healing to people just by actually being there and seeing the prophetic paintings, because there's an anointing on them. So that what God can do is beyond what our imagination is limited to. Books, articles, people are going to be given skills to write books and articles which are going to release the blessing of the kingdom of God and the revelation that he's given out into the world. And all the other creative things that are there's no limit to God's creativity. Calling things that be not as if they were. God spoke things into creative being. He's going to release some of those things more and more as we start to operate in the fullness of who we are into God's kingdom. Just say, what are the current priorities? Deeper intimacy. We need to know God deeper and deeper. Deep in our spirit is calling out deeper into the things of God to know him at a greater level. Higher praise. It's like our lives expressing praise and breaking through into the realms of heaven. Heavenly, revelatory encounters. We need to encounter God in those heavenly realms. Supernatural discipleship. It's like we need to help each other grow in these areas. Ministry teams functioning. We need not just to have them by name. We need to have them operating fully in all the things that they're called to do. Second heaven ministry intercession is something that God's put on my heart, which I'm very, very surprised about, but he has. And that art resource center thing, it's like that. Those are the things we really need to be starting working at right now. And there's a sheet over there which says anyone interested in pursuing a supernatural ministry and discipleship, and I want to tell you what the criteria is for that group. It's going to operate on a Thursday night, fortnightly, and there is a criteria. So there are only certain people that can come, I'm sorry, but we will do more of these groups in the future. But right now, you need to have attended the supernatural course that we did in October, the Ryan Wyatt course on supernatural ministry. You need a desire for a supernatural lifestyle, not just, oh, it'd be nice to get together. You really need a desire and a willingness to adapt your lifestyle to make it happen. It's like for all of us, unless we're willing to give God our whole lives, then we're not going to be able to outwork the stuff that he's calling us to do. It's a surrender of everything. A willingness to spend a minimum of 1 hour quality time with God every day. If you can't do that right now, then this group isn't for you, okay? But you may well be able to say, yeah, I can do a minimum of that. I'm willing to spend that time developing my relationship with God. I don't want to put people into bondage here, but I want to test whether actually you're ready for this group. Because actually the things that we're going to be doing in this group are going to require a commitment to be able to press through. Therefore, a willingness to meet once a fortnight, commitment to do the homework. Bottom line is, we get our senses trained through practice, it says in Hebrews 5:12. When we actually practice putting into things the things that God is doing, then they start to work. All right? And a commitment to accountability. We need to be accountable to one another for the things that we're seeing in the heavenly realms. It's not enough just to sort of see things. We really have to have that weighed up, and we need to be aware, because we don't want to go off at some sort of tangent. It's easy that we can be distracted, and there are a lot of things out there that God is saying and doing and giving revelation of right now, which are actually pretty way out. And for a lot of people, they would think that is weird. But, you know, some of us, you are now experiencing some of the things in heaven. If you read the Bible about what heaven was like, it was weird from our perspective. You know, animals, they're living creatures with faces and four faces, all sorts of stuff. Well, If you really feel, I want to learn how to minister and live a supernatural lifestyle, have heavenly encounters, operate in the second, third, and first heaven in authority and do the things Jesus did, and you're willing to meet that criteria, then sign up. You're not committing yourself to anything, but if you're interested, it will give me an understanding of how many people. But if I get one person, that's all right with me. Because I'd rather have one person who's actually willing than 15 or 20 people say, oh yeah, I'm willing, and not actually do it. I'm talking about people being serious to actually live this stuff out and go for all this stuff, because there's going to be a cost and a challenge, because we're going to have to overcome things and work things through. And we will do more and more of these groups until every single one of you here, if you're willing, can be equipped in the realms of the supernatural. Equipped to do the works that Jesus did, to spread out what God is doing to the world around us, to see more and more people come into salvation and healing and wholeness, because God is calling us to areas of ministry that most of us haven't seen yet, but it's going to break through into areas of society and the community and bring people into freedom and healing and wholeness. Because God has called us to reach the areas that other people can't reach. That's a prophetic word that was given to us. We're looking to reach out into places that other places can't go right now. But we want to equip the whole body to go there. Now, I'm going to share next week a prophetic timetable of what I believe God is going to be doing over the next years, which God gave me while I was on a fast. And we're going to look more specifically into what that means for us. But I want to encourage you, be willing to press in wherever you are, whatever level you are of your relationship with God. There is more. Wherever you are, whether you're having heavenly encounters on a daily basis, there is more. Whether you're just thinking, well, I don't even know God yet, you can know him and you can know him today. So I want to say, if you need to know Jesus today, if you need a living relationship with him, you may have made a commitment in the past but not followed it through, you may have sort of thought, well, I believe in God, but you haven't got a personal relationship with him. If you need that, then please talk with someone and ask them to pray with you today, because you can meet with God today. You can have an encounter with the living God today. Amen? And if anyone does need prayer or ministry, please feel free to come to the front and talk with any of us who will be there to pray with you.